Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A Sacramento entertainer has chronicled her journey with cancer through song and dance.
Lots of drugs, got a six-figure prize, who can ask for anything more?
I've got what now? What do you say? This cannot be.
And that's the song You've Got Cancer from the show A Titillating Cabaret, Jennifer Reinman's funny and heartfelt breast cancer story. It returns to the stage next weekend for a special performance at the Sierra 2 Center in Sacramento. Jennifer is a locally based soprano, actress, and entertainer, and is here with us today. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so I just want to hang on that clip that we just played, because you took a pretty devastating moment and you used humor. You could even hear laughter in the audience as a way to cope through that chaos that I'm familiar with as well as a breast cancer survivor. I can tell you for myself, when I was diagnosed, I didn't have that song playing in the back of my head. So when did your cabaret start taking shape within your journey? And I don't really like saying breast cancer journey, but as you were going through your diagnosis and treatment.
So I will start by saying that I'm the sort of person who I process my world through humor. So while I was going through the whole experience of breast cancer, and by the way, it was 10 years ago, I was making jokes the entire time, and then I would burst into tears, and then I would make another joke, and then I would be crying while I was making a joke. And it was just this weird, absurd experience. And so a few months ago, my voice teacher, Carrie Hennessy, I was talking to her about, you know, I need something to do this summer. What should I do? And I'd been talking about writing my own show for a long time. And she said, okay, the time is now. You're going to write your show and you're going to do it. And so I literally started it in May of this year, and then we performed it for the first time in August at Twin Lotus Thai. And I still remember so much about that experience, even though it was 10 years ago. There were so many things that popped out in my mind, and so I sort of just laid out this, I call them chapters, of all the different things that happened. Finding a lump when my life was going so great and sort of ignoring it for a while, and then having difficulty finding a doctor to even examine me, getting everything that I went through. And there's just something that I could make a joke about most of those things. And I will say that, of course, cancer is not funny. There's nothing funny about cancer. But what we can laugh about is our own response to things, the absurdity of the things that happen around us. And so that's really what all the jokes are about. And in the show, I actually don't get to be funny, because I'm being very vulnerable and sharing my innermost pain as I go through this experience. And everybody else gets to be funny as they bring out these absurdities that happened.
I love that you describe it as chapters. I completely agree with that, especially like that moment when you find a lump, right? Because, you know, that kind of changes your life, you know, as you knew it. Why cabaret? Why did you choose to share your story through cabaret as opposed to, I don't know, maybe a concert or a musical?
So for one thing, I had to do it quickly because of my self-imposed deadline and the fact that I'm kind of a ridiculous person and think that I have to do everything right now. So the easiest way to do that was to write parodies of songs I already knew. And writing parodies is something I do all the time. I don't necessarily perform them all the time, but in my day-to-day life, in my household, something happens and we burst out in song that we instantly composed some parody of some song. So it was a pretty natural way to quickly get my story into some kind of musical form. So that's why I chose the cabaret.
Well, let's listen to another clip from your show. This is Modern Chemo Specialist.
I am the very model of a modern chemo specialist. I'll tell you all you need to know. This protocol's the trickiest. Your nausea is predictable. Your mouth will get quite sore. You know your hair will leak dramatically, but that's just temporary, though. I'll dose you up with cytoxamin with adriamycin too. I'll add some Taxol for good measure. That's a standard cocktail brew. There's carboplatin and Taxotere. Four cases, dramatical. And Herceptin if you need it. That's all quite systematical.
And Herceptin if you need it. That's all quite systematical.
And Herceptin if you need it. That's all quite systematical.
And Herceptin if you need it. That's all quite systematical.
I can relate, because that just feels overwhelming, right? Like when you're slammed with like, oh, these are all the side effects that could happen, but you know, the benefits outweigh the risks, and you know, and on and on and on and on. What has been the response like?
The response the first night of the show was just beyond anything that I could have expected or imagined. We actually got two standing ovations. People were laughing. They absolutely loved it. When I first started sharing the concept with people, they would laugh and then apologize for laughing. And I would tell them, no, you should laugh. It's a funny show. It's supposed to be cathartic. You're supposed to laugh. And then there are also moments in the show that are very touching and heartfelt and poignant. And I did manage to make people cry, which made me super happy. And then
and I then, want you to feel.
Yeah, if I could get people to laugh and cry at the same time, that's kind of the dream. So, but the most amazing thing that happened is at the end of the show, several people told me if I did it again, they would come again. And not only are they coming again, those people, but they're bringing cancer survivors mm-hmm. to come and see the show because they think it'll be cathartic for them. And to me, that makes the whole thing worthwhile. If I can touch somebody else, if I can inspire them, if I can provide some kind of catharsis, if I can be an object lesson, that's the impact I want to have on other people.
Yeah, it's connecting with people during what is probably one of their most darkest moments, and going through cancer can feel really isolating and lonely. So to actually take in a performance and one that is cathartic with tears and with humor can just be really, really healing. We have one more clip that you sent us, so let's take a listen. It is called Send In the Clowns.
Isn't it rich? I smile each day. Me here pretending I'm fine, but fading away. Where are the clowns? Isn't it strange how well I act? I who keep saying I'm fine, but my life's off track.
You mentioned that you went through breast cancer about a decade ago, and then you put together this cabaret rather quickly. When you were preparing to perform this, did it bring back any, I don't know, memories or feelings, since maybe it was tucked away a little bit and then you're actually bringing it out into the surface again?
Absolutely. In fact, I walked into one of my voice lessons one day and yelled at my voice teacher and said, I was over it. And he made me bring it all out again. Because we definitely do that. We kind of stuff the trauma down deep inside and try not to deal with it. And I'm not the best person about going to therapy. So I sort of laughed off the trauma and I told everybody I was fine, just like in the song. And but really, I wasn't fine at all. And I was just putting on a brave face. And so when I started writing these songs, and then most especially when I was rehearsing and trying to just really bring out my authentic voice of the song and be truly genuine, it just brought up all those old feelings that I'm not sure I ever admitted out loud before. And so it was really difficult. It was really painful. There was some crying that happened. And But then I would go and rehearse one of my funnier songs to sort of help, you know, get past that. But yeah, it definitely helped me work through some feelings that I should have worked through a long time ago.
Yeah, so it's cathartic for you as well. And now you're sharing that with an audience. So this is Friday, November 14th, 7 p.m. at the Sierra 2 Center. What do you want people to know ahead of this performance? And I guess how would you like them to leave once it's done?
So definitely be prepared to laugh and be prepared to cry. Do know that there's some dark humor in it, and it all comes from a place of catharsis and acceptance, really, of these things that happen to us, and just be ready to accept that and allow yourself to laugh at it.
Jennifer, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And for putting this cabaret together. Jennifer Reinman is a Sacramento-based entertainer, and she stars in A Titillating Cabaret. It's at the Sierra 2 Center in Sacramento next Friday, November 14th. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Okay.